May 24. In 12-step work, the second thing is confession. By frankly sharing with prospects, we get them talking about their own experiences. They will open up and confess things to us that they haven't been able to tell other people, and they will feel better when this confession has been made. It's a great load off their minds to get these things out in the open. It's the things that are kept hidden that weigh on the mind. They feel a sense of release and freedom when they have opened up their hearts to us. Do I care enough about other alcoholics to help them to make a confession? Meditation for the day. I should help others all I can. Every troubled soul that God puts in my path is the one for me to help. As I sincerely try to help, a supply of strength will flow into me from God. My circle of helpfulness will widen more and more. God hands out the spiritual food to me, and I pass it on to others. I must never say that I have only enough strength for my own need. The more I give away, the more I will keep. That which I keep to myself, I will lose in the end. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may have a sincere willingness to give. I pray that I may not hold back the strength I have received for myself alone. Letting the cycles flow. Life is cyclical, not static. Our relationships benefit when we allow them to follow their own cycles. Like the tide ebbs and flows, so does the cycles in relationships. We have periods of closeness and periods of distance. We have times of coming together and times of separating to work on individual issues. We have times of love and joy and times of anger. Sometimes the dimensions of relationships change as we go through changes. Sometimes life brings us new friends or a new loved one to teach us the next lesson. That does not mean the old friend disappears forever. It means we have entered a new cycle. We do not have to control the course of our relationships, whether these be friendships or love relationships. We do not have to satisfy our need to control by imposing a static form on relationships. Let it flow. Be open to the cycles. Love will not disappear. The bond between friends will not sever. Things do not remain the same forever, especially when we are growing and changing at such a rapid pace. Trust the flow. Take care of yourself, but be willing to let people go. Hanging on to them too tightly will make them disappear. The old adage about love still holds true. If it's meant to be, it will be. And if you love someone, let them go. If they come back to you, the love is yours. Today, I accept the cyclical nature of life and relationships. I will strive to go with the flow. I will strive for harmony with my own needs and the needs of the other person. Dolphin Healing Service. Vicki Austin is plunged into darkness by the illness of her grandfather and the death of the child in her arms at the hospital. Adam Eddington comes to grandfather's house and takes her to the beach. When they arrive, Adam orders Vicki to take off her shorts and shirt so she can swim. He pushes her into the ocean and swims with her. Then the dolphins come. Basil, Norberta, and Yord are the dolphins that have swum with Adam and Vicki before. These dolphins have been befriended by Adam as part of his summer project at the Marine Biology Laboratory. Surrounded by flashing silvery bodies, tossed up into the air, caught, held between the sleekness of two dolphins, holding me but not hurting, holding and swimming, and then leaping with me up into the air, Basil and Norberta, leaping into joy with me between them. And before us, and behind us, and beside us, the others of the pod flashing and leaping. And I was being passed from pair to pair. And I knew they were trying to bring me out of the darkness and into the light, but the darkness remained because the light was too heavy to bear. Then I sensed a withdrawing, the pod moving away from me, not out to sea, but away, swimming backward and looking at me, so that I was in the center of a circle. But I was not alone. Norberta was with me. Suddenly she rose so that her flipper was raised, and then she brought it down, wham, on my backside. Ouch! I submerged down into the strange green darkness of sea, shot through with ribbons of gold, gulping seawater, choking, rising, sputtering up into the air, into the blazing blue of sky. And Njord was there, nudging me and laughing as I choked and spat out salt water, coughing and heaving. And the light no longer bore down on me, but it was light. And Njord nudged and poked and made laugh noises, and I grabbed his fin, and he soared into the air, and I played with Njord. The pod began to sing the same alien alleluias I had heard first from Basil and then from Norberta and Njord. And the sound wove into the sunlight and into the sparkles of the tiny wavelets and into the darkest depths of the sea. One last alleluia and they were gone, leaving Basil and Norberta to watch Njord and me play. And then they were gone too, flashing out to sea, their great resilient pewter bodies spraying off dazzles of light, pure and endless light. I watched them until they disappeared into the horizon. Then I turned and swam into shore. Adam was on the beach ahead of me, standing on his head. I body surfed in, stood up, shaking water, and splashed to meet him. He flipped over onto his feet, and I looked at him wonderingly. "I called you." "And I came," he said. I moved toward him, and we were both caught and lifted in the light, and I felt his arms around me, and he held me close. That is probably one of my favorite passages from that book. It's The Ring of Endless Light by Madeline L'Engle.